This is Radio Nepal, Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Maoist Center Chair Prachanda makes an on-site visit to Gorkha Darbar today. Santoshi Shrestha clinches gold medal in women's 10,000-meter race in 9th National Games. And Turkish mine explosion kills 28 and leaves dozens trapped. Now, the news in detail. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda made an on-site visit to the historical Gorkha Darbar, which was reconstructed after the Gorkha earthquake. Chair Prachanda, who is also a candidate from the ruling alliance in Gorkha Constituency No. 2 for the Federal Parliament, visited the Gorkha Darbar this morning. On the occasion, Dahal stressed the need for publicity of the Gorkha Darbar, which carries a historical legacy, stating that there are several potentials for economic prosperity through tourism development in Gorkha. The Maoist Center Chair said the Gorkha also carried its importance religiously and culturally as well. Currently, Maoist Center Chair Prachanda is in electoral campaign in the Gorkha district since Wednesday. Senior Vice Chairman of CPN Maoist Center, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Secretary Hitraj Pandey and other leaders also accompanied the former Prime Minister Dahal. During his stay in Gorkha district, the Maoist Center chairman has held meetings with ruling coalition partners, leaders, industrialists and business community and others. The senior leader of Nepali Congress, Ramchandra Paudel, has stated that the political stability and good governance were imperative for a lasting democracy. At an interaction program organized in Tanahoe today by Nepali Congress and CPN Maoist Center Vyas Municipal Committee, senior leader Paudel, however, said that the plots were underway to weaken democracy in the country. Also speaking at the program, candidate of CPN Maoist Center Haribahadur Chuman claimed that the victory of the ruling alliance was certain in Tanahoe. During the event, Nepali Congress Central Committee member Govinda Bhattarai, Internal Affairs Minister for Gandaki Province Dobate Biswakarma, candidate of ruling alliance Shyam Kumar Maurati and other speakers shared their views on electoral campaigns and related issues. Santoshi Shrestha from Bagmati Province won gold medal in women's 10,000-meter race at the ongoing 9th National Games in Pokhara. She completed the distance in 36 minutes, 12.36 seconds. Rajpura Pachai from Nepal Police Club and Puspa Bhandari from Armed Police Force Nepal secured second and third positions, respectively. Shrestha also won the gold medal in 2019 South Asian Games in Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 28 people have died and dozens remain trapped underground after an explosion in a coal mine in northern Turkey's Bartin province. Around 110 people were in the mine at the time of the blast yesterday, almost half of them over 300 meters deep. Turkey's health ministry, Minister Farhan Koca, said 11 people had been rescued and were being treated. The cause of the blast is not yet known, and the local prosecutor's office has begun an investigation. Turkey's energy minister said there were initial indications that the blast was caused by fire damp, which is methane forming an explosive mixture in coal mines. Turkey witnessed its deadliest coal mine disaster in 2014 when 301 people died after a blast in the western town of Soma. Elon Musk has said his rocket firm SpaceX cannot continue indefinitely paying for Ukraine's Starlink internet service in his latest spat with Kiev. In February, the world's richest man activated his company's satellite internet system in Ukraine to keep its military and people online. But according to US media last month, the Tesla owner asked the Pentagon to fund the program instead of him. Starlink works by providing broadband internet through the network of satellites. It has proven vital for Ukraine's military as it fights to retake Ukrainian land from Russia. But according to Mr. Musk, the program cost $20 million per month to maintain. He recently said SpaceX had spent $80 million so far to keep Ukraine online. A Ukrainian presidential advisor said the Ukraine will find a solution to keep Starlink working. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather across the country will be generally fair in the coming days as the influence of monsoon wind has become weaker in Nepal. The weather in the hilly areas of the country and Karnali province is now partly cloudy, while the remaining places are witnessing partly to generally fair weather. Similarly, the division has forecast the sky in hilly areas of Sudar Pashim, Karnali and Lumbini provinces to remain partly cloudy, and the weather of the remaining provinces will be partly cloudy to generally fair in the daytime. The weather in hilly areas of the country will remain partly cloudy, and weather in the remaining areas is likely to remain fair at night. There is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at one or two places in Sudar Pashim province tomorrow. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 15 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 27 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Maoist Center Chair Prachanda makes an on-site visit to Gorkha Darbar today. Santoshi Shrestha clinches gold medal in women's 10,000-meter race in 9th National Games. And Turkish mine explosion kills 28 and leaves dozens trapped. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.